This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
No, man, we're live inside the Ticketmaster studios, and look who just rolled in. We haven't talked to this dude in a while.
It's been a minute.
The elder statesman, the OG of the Falcons offensive line. And, hey, man, good to see you, Jake Matthews. How you been?
Doing well. How are y'all doing?
Good. Well, good, man. You know, we ran the ball down Carolina's throat last week. How enjoyable, seriously, at this point in your career is it, right? You go back to your rookie year, you're trying to figure it out, maybe three, you figured it out, and now you have a feel for the game. But at this point in your career, isn't that a little bit fun?
It is fun, man. Anytime you can run the ball like that and finish out a game like that, that's hard to do in the NFL. And I think it just goes to show us as an offense, too. You look at the week before that, we throw the ball for 500 yards, and then we run for 200 before we had to take the knees at the end of the game. But the more you can mix it up like that and prove that you can win in different ways, you're going to be in good shape. So we're definitely on the right track, you know.
And as a guy who's been here through the highs and the lows, how much fun is this season right now as we're things are rolling?
It's been winning, man. Winning's a special thing.
Yeah,
it's been going well, but man, just love the way Raheem is and what he's brought in the building and the character this team has and really the guys who make it up. It's a bunch of dudes that want to go out there and play well for each other and do things the right way. And, you know, I think we keep stacking and building off that. We're going to really like how this year goes.
You've been a part of a lot of great passing performances, right? Matt was here, obviously. But like in that game last or 2 weeks ago where we were throwing the ball around, at any point in the huddle, you're like, we're throwing it again? You know what I mean? Like Kirk comes in and calls a play. You're like, we're throwing it again?
You don't say that out loud. But no, man, you just – as an offensive lineman, you do what you're told. And you try to do your job, let those guys make plays. And if we win, it all works out. So any way we can win.
You know, and you said it's all about winning. Jake Matthews is with us. When things aren't going your way, it seems like we would be the Saints, or we would be Tampa Bay at the end of the game. Now we flip the script. How much of that is about what Kirk Cousins has brought to the table? We haven't talked to you since August. And Kirk's personality and the vibe he sets for this team.
Yeah, I think he has a huge part to play in that. Man, when we go out there for a two-minute drive or something like that, you can tell he's poised, he's ready to go, and we're going to move the ball. And that's really hard to do in this league against really good defenses. And he just keeps proving, you know, if we give him time, he's going to find those guys, and we're gonna win games. And you know, done it. Now we got to continue doing it. Means nothing if we don't keep doing it.
Jake, how have we been able to overcome these injuries, man? I mean, we had a game where we lost two starters, right? And we were running the ball that night pretty well, and then all of a sudden, you know, we had to come off of it. But how have we been able to maneuver that and talk about the guys that have stepped in when the starters have not been available?
Yeah, I guess I'll start with Storm Norton, who's our swing tackle.
Yeah.
He comes in when Caleb goes out, and he's a guy the last few years who's really proved that he can come in and fill that role and do a really good job. So that's really to be expected from him. But then you look at Ryan Neuzel, who got to play a little last year too, but this year, man, he's come in these last three games, I guess it's four when you include part of the Kansas City game, and done a really good job at center. Obviously hard to replace a guy like Drew Dahlman, who really been, you know, the spear, I guess, when it comes – the tip of the spear when it comes to, you know, our offensive line play and the way we want to communicate and ID stuff. But Neuzel, man, he's done a good job filling that role. And I think that's a testimony to his preparation and the way that he's you know, he's sitting in those meetings understanding that, hey, there's a chance I'm going to go in, and it happened, and he's taking advantage of the opportunity, and he's playing really good football.
And the other thing is, as we're talking with Jake Matthews, guys live here at Flower Branch, I can't remember, maybe Lindstrom was the other guy, where Bergeron comes in and just plugs in, and from the time there was an injury, it just seems like he fits, and he's your wingman, of course, over there on the left side, but it just seems like you guys have a really good thing going over there.
Yeah, definitely. I've been a big fan of his since, like you said, they plugged him in. A guy fits in the room really well. He gets it, works hard, does things the right way, and pretty funny dude.
A little swag, right?
So,
a little
swagger? Yeah, a little bit of that, too. And he, I joke, he's only one of the few rookies that makes me laugh all the time. So he's not a rookie anymore. We gave him a lot of crap for that, but second-year guy now. But he's been awesome to play with, and I only see him improving and getting better.
Dude, you've been doing this a while now, right? It's crazy. Like, we saw you drafted. With the boots on.
Came in here as a rookie. Yep.
And, you know, you come from, and you know, people know this, your family, you come from a bloodline where guys just play a long time, yeah. Right? I mean, honestly, how much longer, man? Like, seriously, have you thought about that? You're having so much fun? I'm just curious.
I am having a good time. That's a good question. I mean, I try not to think about it. I guess till the wheels fall off. I don't know. Well, I'm enjoying it.
And, yeah.
And, yeah, I think, it's a testimony to – our family and I guess genetics and the good Lord has given us bodies that can do this for a long time. And, you know, I love doing it. Want to keep it going.
We had so much fun. We were up in Charlotte with a bunch of listeners. We took over a Hooters the week that you had your first child. And we're like, Arthur better send Falcon 1. We got to get Jake up here. Any difference the second time around being a daddy?
The second one was a lot more smooth. It was
right.
no issues. And, I preferred the second one.
Right on.
Yeah. Well, you had to get to a game, try to get focused that night. I mean, it was
right.
And,
it was rough.
And we've told you this. I mean, for Falcon fans who are not familiar, literally, we're there talking about the game, and it became, is Jake going to make it tonight?
Yes.
Everybody was freaking out, and then we saw you on the field, and everybody's like, "Yeah, Jake's out there. We're good to go."
Yep.
So it was a fun time, man. Tell us what you're seeing in this Seattle defense, man. I mean, listen, T.J. Watt, Eagles defense. Chris Jones, right? All these cats we've seen. What do you see with Seattle, and what's going to be our challenge offensively going up against them this weekend?
Yeah, I think you made a good point. We've played some really good defenses this year, and that's the NFL. I mean, every week you're playing. And Carolina had a really good defense. So just like this week, it's going to be a challenge again. I think one of the things that's impressive about them, I think they lead the league or up there around there in three and outs, just – stopping drives immediately for offenses, and that's going to be a big test for us. We want to stay on the field and impose our will and wear defenses down as the game goes on, so we can continue running the ball and mixing it up and all that stuff. They've got a lot of playmakers and guys on that side of the ball that we got to, you know, be on top of.
Well, man, it's again, so much fun for us as fans. As you said, it's fun for you. I mean, winning changes everything. It really does, man. So stay healthy, and hopefully we'll have a dub, and we'll keep on trucking.
Let me ask you one other thing, Jake, while we have you here. Jake Matthews, Bijan has a different style of running than Tyler Allgeier, but they're both very productive. Did you block differently when you? I mean, the play is called, obviously, but are you doing anything differently from what you do down in and down out when you know it's going to Allgeier or it's going to Bijan?
You try not to. Really, it's a trust thing with the way the play is designed, where the ball wants to go, what hole we're trying to hit. You're trusting that guy is gonna be there and do it that way. But like you said, they both have a little different flair in the way they do it, and they're both extremely productive. So they make us look good a lot. So we're just trying to give them some space, you know. But no, I wouldn't. You're really not looking who's back there and changing your mindset of, hey, this play's trying to, you know, get outside. This one are trying to hit up the gut, stuff like that. Their job is to hit it where we're trying to go, and then after that, make their plays, and they both got a special way of doing it.
So it's more like a whoosh when Bijan comes by. It's more like a rolling train when Tyler goes by.
Maybe a little louder when Tyler comes by.
Right. And by the way, weak sauce penalty that wasn't called right on you last week. I mean, where Bijan scores, was that penalty called on you? Do you remember?
I think it was called on the DB for cutting me because they took that rule out.
Correct.
We can't cut them and they can't cut us when you're out, you know.
Because he came,
like
you were going to block him, but then he came in.
Yeah, I might have complained a few times.
Yeah, that looked jive on TV, man.
In previous games of that not getting called, so I was glad they called it.
Well, we were too, man. Continue to do great work, man. We appreciate you. He's always been one of the best guys we talked to, man, and the leader of our offensive line and certainly a leader on this team. Jake Matthews, thank you, brother.
Thanks, guys.
Cheers. All right.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.